Good evening.
You too.
Nice meeting you.
You too. Case number 12767, Thomas and Lisa Rafico, sorry, seek variances from the maximum fence height requirement for an existing fence. Sections 115-25 and 115-185 of the Sussex County zoning code. The property is located on the southeast side of West Mint Place within the Mulberry Knoll subdivision. The 911 address is 34810 West Mint Place in Lewis. The zoning district is AR2. The tax parcel is District 334, MAP 18, Parcel 146. And the applicant is seeking a 2.5-foot variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement and a 0.5 variance from the 3.5-foot maximum height requirement for a fence. We have 16 letters of support, zero opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening. Mr. Sharp will swear you in.
Good evening, Keith. State your name and address for the record.
Thomas Karakoff, 34810 West Mint Place, Lewis, Delaware.
Lisa Karakoff, 34810 West Mint Place, Lewis, Delaware.
And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening. You can present your case.
The fence that I've installed was something that my neighbor and I agreed to put in. His lot it backs up to mine. I'm sorry.
They can see. Mm-hmm. You can show.
His lot backs up to mine, and it's relatively small. I think it's 85 by 85. We discussed that we would both like a little bit more privacy, and I agreed that I'd put the fence in, get the permit, and put the fence in. That's George and Marianne Bell. And I got the permit, and in reading the permit, the way it was stated on the setback for the side, it said blank slash side setback. I honestly believed that I could take that fence all the way out to the front corner of my lot at full height, because that's what both the neighbor and I wanted to have for privacy's sake. So I installed it that way. And when I came back to the county to get it inspected, I was told at that point that I had exceeded the height variance in the 30-foot setback on the front. Now, when I looked at that 30-foot setback, I thought it was cleared by the permit, and I thought if I put a fence across the front of my lot, that it had to be at that height. I didn't realize that the side was included. So, I mean, it's a relatively quiet street with only four houses. All the neighbors have agreed that this will not affect the character of the neighborhood. I actually did leave the front section of the fence at a lower height so that it would be visible when I pulled out of my driveway, trying to do the right thing. I don't believe it will affect the character of the neighborhood. And the intent of the fence with my neighbor was to have privacy, and if I have to reduce that height back 30 feet in the front setback, it's going to affect the privacy that we're both afforded by having the fence there. Anything else? So,
is there any homeowners association or anything that approval you have to get?
No.
Does it create any that you're aware of? Does it create any traffic issues on West Mint Place as far as vision goes? Does it?
No. If you you can see it's a
quiet street.
It's a very quiet street. There's only four houses, and if I can walk over. Along this line, I did leave a lower section so there'd be visibility as I pulled out of my driveway. I want to make sure. So I don't believe it would cause any traffic issues.
All of the people on the street have sent in support letters.
I've seen those. I'm just wondering, as far as traffic concerns, if somebody does go back there that's not used to that road, if they would have an issue. How far is the end of your fence from the edge of pavement? Do you have that number?
17 feet.
17 feet.
The neighbor that you made the agreement with, is that the corner lot?
Yes. Yes. And...
That's, I can't read it. 710. What is this?
About George and Mary.
Yeah, 71.
Yeah, and it's...
Their backyard.
Their backyard.
That's what I was getting to. That's their backyard.
Correct.
So your side yard is their backyard.
Correct.
So if I had him get the permit, there might have been different requirements. I didn't realize that.
Does it come around on the 147 side as well? I mean, does it go all the way around your house?
No.
No.
So it's L-shaped?
No.
Actually, I only put the side fence in.
And just the side?
There is an existing fence in the back of the property, which I didn't put in. That was done by the neighbor that has the house behind me.
Okay.
But I did not put that fence in.
Sir, did you place the location of this house, or was that done by someone else?
That was done by someone else. Okay,
so the house is already there when you bought it, or did you?
Yes.
Okay. I noticed it's off to one side of your property. It's not in the center of your property. It looks like it's 17 and a half feet from one side and 44 feet from the other.
We actually bought this house in a foreclosure. The people that were in there before us had made an addition. It's a four-car garage with rooms.
Two-car garage.
Well, it's a garage with rooms above it. And so there was an existing ranch house, and then this was added onto the one side. So
it's a two-story structure that they added on the end?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which kind of creates an odd look.
It does. And I said I would never... want a house that looked like that, and I would not buy a house that looked like that, and then this became available at a very reasonable price.
Is the fact that they added that two-story on that one side, is that why you saw a need for privacy on the left side as opposed to the right side of your property?
Yes.
Okay. So in a way, you're kind of doing this as a favor to your neighbor?
And us.
It was mutual.
We both. Yeah. If you're in your yard, you might as well just bring your chair over.
Yeah, I mean, I noticed that your neighbor's lot 71.01 is exceptionally small, mm-hmm. so that puts that two-story addition pretty close to them.
Yes.
It does.
You signed for the permit. Did you build the fence?
Yes.
So, Ms. Norwood, following a couple questions, following the train of thought, had the neighbor requested the permit, Would the fence as built have required a variance?
The first 15 feet along his rear property line would have, because it would have been a 15 foot corner front yard on Mint. Is it West Mint?
Okay.
So
yes.
Yeah, because if they put the exact same fence up, he would have needed.
Okay, just for my own curiosity.
Whose property is the fence actually on?
Ours.
It's actually on yours, okay.
So my next question would be that if... Why did you decide on 6 feet?
Well, I knew that the height couldn't be above 7.5, I think it is. And it was available fencing, and I thought that would be enough height to give us some privacy, and I also did not want to block. My neighbors have a porch, as you can see on the back side there of their property. They have a porch, and they're able to see over the fence and still see Love Creek and have a view of the water. So I didn't want to push it up any taller than that to block their view.
Okay.
But this way, when people are out, you know, barbecuing or whatever, playing cornhole with a 6 foot fence, there's still some separation and some privacy.
Well, I see the additional requirements and restrictions on the permit about the fence being, it says 3.5 foot tall, but it says front property line in the additional issue. My my concern about this request and understanding that there are 16 letters of support, that is the precedent that gets set that we could receive 16 requests for variances for a 6-foot fence and not have a reason to say no.
Perhaps you could. Well, it depends on the location, I guess,
sure,
of the other fences, but in this case, I'm saying it's because it's such a quiet street that
it understood
doesn't really have impact. If others wanted to do it right along the main road, which is much busier, I could see where that could be an issue.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Sharp?
You'd mentioned the fence starts 17 feet from the edge of paving of Westmont Place, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. How far is your front property line from the edge of paving of Westmont Place?
The corner is 15 feet.
So basically from, you didn't go right to the property line, you went 2 feet from it?
Yes.
Okay. So part of what I'm looking at is from a staff perspective, we're trying to calculate the variance that's needed. The house has to be set back 30 feet. So I think, Ms. Norwood, I think we would need 28 feet of a variance at 0.5 foot, because it got, how far back does it go before it jumps up at height?
It's 1 8-foot section.
Okay. So we've got, okay. So what we would have then is effectively 8 feet at 0.5 feet, and then we would have 20 feet at 2.5 feet is what we're looking at.
Okay.
I just want to confirm our numbers because I don't know, we kind of had it, but I want to make sure we're right. Have you had, you've referenced privacy. Have there been specific instances where your neighbors have, and I don't want to cause harm, cause a spat where it appears there may not be one, but has there been issues with trespassing or issues with, noise or things like that coming on your property that this fence has abated?
No.
No. I mean,
we've known each other for 20 years. We're fine.
Okay. Did your builder notice it when they put it up? Did you rely on your builder or did you put it up yourself?
I put it up.
In a fence that complied with the height requirement would not provide you the privacy that you would need. It would effectively go back the 22 feet is what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah, they have,
or 28 feet I should say.
They come in and out of the house. And they park here and come in and out here, and there's a doorway that they use.
And if their deck is out there.
Their deck, I don't know if this shows it, but it actually extends out all the way to there. And I guess the fence would be somewhere like here if you cut it back.
I guess their house is allowed to be closer to Westmont Place because it's a corner front. So they have a reduced setback there, which is why their home kind of goes a little further down, whereas yours has to be set back.
Yes.
So that,
sir, if you could come back to the podium, we got to get your voice on the microphone.
Sorry.
So that creates a bit of an area where they're able to kind of have a rear yard, so to speak, in an area that they use that's butts up to what is your front yard.
Correct.
Are there a lot of houses in the neighborhood that have that same kind of setup, or are you one of the few? Or the only one?
I don't know.
There are probably other houses that have the same setup. I think through it in my mind.
I couldn't say without, like, looking at the whole map.
A number of houses do face Mulberry Knoll Lane. If you look at others, there are probably other houses that could have the same issue.
Does the 71, does it face?
71 is my neighbor.
Faces Mulberry Knoll Road.
It does.
It faces Mulberry Knoll, yes.
Gotcha.
And you can see he's 30, probably 30 feet back from Mulberry Knoll, and that's why it's so close in the back. Because that lot, I believe, is 85 by 85, something like that.
How close to the property line did you put this? Did you put it directly on the property line?
I tried to put it just on my side, right on the property line.
Question I ask sometimes, because this does come, this could come up, you know, just say your neighbor, who you're friends with, you've been there 20 years, just say they decide to sell their home, and you're still there. How do you just say there's something, you need some maintenance you need to do on that fence, just power wash something? How would you intend to do that and not be on your neighbor's property?
I could wash my side of the fence, but I wouldn't necessarily be able to do theirs unless I had their permission. I mean, I could probably lean over.
It's the same as we have a fence behind us that we power wash this side. It's not our fence. The other people never maintained it.
It's just a question.
I would consider that the neighbor's prerogative and responsibility. I would keep my side clean, but.
Even though you put up the fence?
Would I allow them to clean the fence?
No, I'm sure you would.
Okay.
But even though that's, you know.
No, the responsibility would be ours to keep it clean on both sides.
If they would allow me to do that,
sure.
Yes.
Okay.
That's all.
I got the gist of it.
I would never, without their permission.
Right.
Any further questions? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes.
You can have a seat right up front. Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Operator, is anyone on the line that would like to speak in reference to case 12767 for Thomas and Lisa
Kirikoff.
Kirikoff, thank you.
At this time, there is nobody on the line.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions, gentlemen? Mr. Wolf? You look like you were thinking.
I am thinking, but I
At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 12767 for Thomas and Lisa Kirikoff, and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12767 for Mr. Thomas and Lisa Kirikoff. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, or substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use of the development or adjacent property. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Mr. Williamson?
I'm voting nay.
Dr. Carson?
Nay.
Mr. Werfel?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hastings?
Aye for my reasons.
And I vote nay. So a vote of 2-3, your case is denied. Thank you.
Can I ask a question?
Call the office tomorrow.
Okay, for the next steps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
Thank you.